The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
You only need to isolate for 5 days. Second, the policy is also pretty clear. You have to wear a mask for another 5 days.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level, and it ultimately gets down to where the rubber meets the road, and that's where the patient is in need of help.
We are keeping our schools open. Let me repeat that. We are keeping schools open.
And now, in the ReliefFactor.com studios, sitting in for Mike today, here's Joey Hudson.
Welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Mike Gallagher Show. I'm Joey Hudson. Yes, in for Mike as he continues his Christmas and New Year's vacation. Buckle up. Inflation is set to drive consumer prices even higher in 2022. I know news that you don't want to hear. We're going to dive into that in just a minute. But first, yesterday was a busy day in the COVID news front. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who, by the way, surprisingly, in the latest Gallup poll, is more popular than President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. The most popular federal official is Chief Justice John Roberts. Fauci, a close third, which surprisingly. Dr. Fauci yesterday said that Americans need to stay away from New Year's Eve celebrations. So if you've been planning a New Year's Eve celebration, stop. According to Fauci, in cut number three, we need to stay at home and not gather in large numbers. Cut number three.
I do wonder, we are approaching New Year's Eve at the end of this week. A lot of people have got events and gatherings planned. And I know you said it's okay to be with friends and family if you're vaccinated and boosted. But what is your advice to people about larger settings for New Year's parties?
Caitlin, I would stay away from that. I mean, I have been telling people consistently that if you're vaccinated and boosted and you have a family setting in the home with family and relatives. But when you're talking about a New Year's Eve party, we have 30, 40, 50 people celebrating. You do not know the status of their vaccination. I would recommend strongly stay away from that this year. There will be other years to do that, but not this year.
Not this year. Same message we've heard in the past. He tried to cancel Christmas. Now he's wanting to cancel any New Year celebrations. Also yesterday, news on the time that scientists, and you remember when the pandemic started, we all talked about the science. That's all we heard is follow the science. Dr. Fauci himself, that's one of his favorite phrases, follow the science. Well, initially in the pandemic, the science said that if you were positive for COVID or if you had been exposed to COVID, that you needed to quarantine for 14 days. Then the science said, well, maybe 10 days is sufficient. Yesterday, it was announced that the science now says 5 days is sufficient. In cut number seven, MSNBC's Nicole Wallace made the announcement on her news show that the CDC is now decreasing that number to just 5 days.
For the science believers, I have some breaking news that has happened, been announced since we've been on the air. The CDC has officially shortened the isolation period for someone who tests positive for COVID. I want to get this right. If they test positive for COVID, but they're showing no symptoms, the isolation period can be shortened by half for people who contract the virus, saying that those without symptoms could safely resume mixing with others just 5 days after their positive test results. The new guidance announced
as the highly transmissible Omicron variant is sending daily caseloads soaring, worsening a labor shortage and forcing airlines to cancel thousands of flights. Dr. Walensky saying this in the last few minutes, the Omicron variant is spreading quickly and has the potential to impact all facets of our society. The new recommendations balance what we know about the spread of the virus and the protection provided by vaccination and booster doses. These updates ensure people can safely continue their daily lives.
So here's a question for you. Do you think it is the science that says it's acceptable to reduce that now from 10 to 5 days? Or is it business? You know, it was just, a week or so ago that the airlines requested that this be decreased to 5 days because they need their employees showing up to work. Healthcare organizations, hospitals around the country said the same thing. They need their nurses, their doctors, their employees in the hospitals helping to care for patients. So, did the science change, or did maybe federal officials listen and they're making these changes based on some pressure from these business groups? And speaking of federal officials, also yesterday, President Joe Biden, in a teleconference with a group of governors from around the country, made a statement that a lot of people didn't believe they heard. Joe Biden yesterday, as he's talking with these governors, and Governor Asa Hutchinson from Arkansas asked the question if, in fact, the president could possibly assure them that as governors, he would keep the federal government from interfering in their states. The president said there's no federal solution in cut number one, the president claiming, hey, it should be done at the state level.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot. And it ultimately gets down to where the rubber meets the road, and that's where the patient is in need of help or preventing the need for help.
So which is it? This is the president who wants to mandate that you get a vaccination, whether your doctor thinks it's a good idea for you, or maybe you are objecting because of religious reasons. This is the president who tries to make your employer force you to have that vaccination, or he'll have the federal government, OSHA, to fine them. So, which is it? Is there no federal solution? By the way, also, Biden assured the governors yesterday that the federal government is better equipped now and knows how to better respond to this to keep schools and businesses open. This is cut number two, where Biden assures them, we're not going to close things down like we did before.
As I said last week, Omicron is a source of concern, but it should not be a source of panic. If you're fully vaccinated, you get your booster shot, and you're highly protected. If you're unvaccinated, you're at a high risk of getting severely ill from COVID-19, being hospitalized, and in rare cases, even dying. And this is not like March of 2020, the beginning of the pandemic. We're prepared, and we know what it takes to save lives, protect people, and keep schools and businesses open.
By the way, immediately following the president's comments yesterday, as he often does, or as the staff often does, they didn't want the news media around to listen to any of the questions from the other governors, nor to Biden's response. Evidently, it was planned that some of the governors would be allowed to ask questions. It's just the timing wasn't quite right. Biden made the announcement, well, we're going to take some questions now. And you could see the surprise on the face of White House staffers as they hurriedly asked the media to clear the room so that they would not be able to hear the questions nor President Biden's response. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. I'm Joey Hudson, in for my friend Mike Gallagher. Hope you'll join the conversation. Option one, Tracy will put you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, leave a quick message. And your comments are welcome on the MyPillow text line. That's 1-800-655-6453.
Want the Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Joey Hudson in for Mike Gallagher. 1-800-655-6453 is how you join this Tuesday edition of the Mike Gallagher Show. Let's go directly to the phone lines, waiting patiently. And let's start with Vic in Minneapolis. Welcome, Vic.
Hello there. I have been thinking for a long time. We used to have to wipe down everything, you know, the countertops, the carts. Churches had to wipe down between every service. The only reason that we had to wipe down is because there was something in the air. Mm-hmm. We have had viruses every single year. I'm 81 years old. Viruses and flus every single year. You never had to worry about it. People went out, they mixed with everybody else. And if somebody got something, they might be sick for a day or two and they'd be back to work. We are being held down by the government on something that is not there. There is nothing, period, in the air. And these masks don't work. We know that.
And so Vic, let me interrupt. Are you saying that you don't believe that there is a virus, that COVID does not exist?
Oh, no. It's just another virus.
Another virus, and we're typical of the government. They're overreacting. That's what you're saying.
Right. Another thing, when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I got a microscope. As a little kid, you played with it for a month or two, and then you never played anything to it. Until I get in high school, then you had, in the 50s, some better microscopes. In 58, I was at the university, some better microscopes. And in 75, I was with a fellow that had a electron microscope. They take a piece of hair and expand it so that you could see the inside of a hair even when they chopped it down. Today, what they are showing us that we've never seen before, every news, everybody else shows you a big ball with all kinds of things coming off of it.
Yeah.
And this is what the senator has told him. He exaggerates what is really there, and everybody thinks there's something in the air. And basically,
well, I don't know, and appreciate your phone call. Happy New Year to you. I don't know. I do think that the government is exaggerating the response, and we're hopefully learning. Look, we're in this thing for 2 years now. Remember those early days where you washed your hands all the time, and you still need to. You walked into, they were even concerned with cruise ships, for example. They weren't quite sure how long the virus lived on the surface. I think they have since, scientists have since proven that it's from particles, you know, sneezing, coughing. And as far as mask, that's been a huge debate from day one as well. Just a few weeks ago, we had airline CEOs, the CEO of Southwest Airlines saying, hey, look, the mask really is not necessary on an airplane. A couple days later, he tested positive. I don't know if he got it on one of his airplanes or not. But the thing is, the so-called science, it keeps changing. Who knows who to believe? Back to the phones. Kyle is in Texas. Welcome, Kyle. You with us, Kyle? Okay, I guess we don't have Kyle after all. Let's try Violet, who's in California. Welcome, Violet.
Hello? Yes. My comment is, I think we're barking up the wrong tree. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about the 20.
Okay, we're losing. Are we having a problem with phones here, guys? Lost another one there. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. We'll check that one out for you. Maybe we're having an issue with our phone lines here. You can also send a comment on the MyPillow text line, 1-800-655-6453. Buckle up for inflation. It looks like it's going to get even worse in 2022. We'll dive into that and still would like your comments on the so-called science of decreasing from 14 days originally, 10 days, and now 5 days. I'm Joey Hudson. And for Mike Gallagher.
We live stream the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble.com and SalemNewsChannel.com. Don't miss Mike's facial expressions and all the video clips you hear during the show on SalemNewsChannel.com and Rumble.com.
Inflation is at 40-year highs, and it's here to stay. Why? Here's our government's dirty little secret. They want this to happen. Think about it. Right now, inflation rates are higher than the interest on Treasury bonds. So with every day that passes, the government owes less on its mountain of debt. Imagine if your mortgage had a negative interest rate. Would you be in a hurry to pay it off? Exactly. So your pain is their gain. Well, protect your savings now. Hedge against inflation with gold from Birch Gold, because the government is sabotaging the value of the U.S. dollar. Birch Gold will help you convert an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by real gold. Now, that's peace of mind. That's why I'm a customer. I'm one of thousands. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You can trust Birch Gold to protect your savings. Just text the keyword Mike to 989898 and get a free info kit on holding gold in a tax-sheltered account. Then call Birch and protect your hard-earned savings. Text Mike to 989898 to get your free info kit, or go to MikeForGold.com, MikeForGold.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
What is your advice to people about larger settings for New Year's parties?
I would stay away from that. I mean, I have been telling people consistently that if you're vaccinated and boosted and you have a family setting in the home with family and relatives, but when you're talking about a New Year's Eve party, we have 30, 40, 50 people celebrating, I would recommend strongly stay away from that this year. There will be other years to do that, but not this year.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Joey Hudson. Mike, glad to have you be a part of this Tuesday edition of the Mike Gallagher Show. Hey, a quick reminder, of course, today is December the 28th, which means there's only 4 days left in this year for you to make an end-of-the-year tax-deductible donation to Prison Fellowship. We're literally just 100 or so, probably less by now. I haven't looked at the counter. As we started the show, we were less than 100. To that goal of 10,000. Let's show Mike that we can do this for him. Go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree banner, and give generously. Make an end-of-the-year donation. It's tax-deductible. Prison Fellowship, they're a nonprofit. The Angel Tree folks, they've, because of your generous donations, they've been able to help thousands of children. They helped thousands of children receive a gift from their mom and dad from prison. They have programs throughout the year, though. For example, their Angel Tree summer camps, their Angel Tree sports clinics, and many in-prison programs that help share the love of Christ in some of the darkest corners of the prison. So go to MikeOnline.com. Let's push this number over that 10,000 mark. Give generously now. If 100 of you right now would stop what you're doing and go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner, give generously, we can hit that number of 10,000. In just a moment, I'm going to share with you again the touching story of a young girl whose family was affected by one of the tornadoes back on December the 10th. I promised that I would share this with you again. You're going to want to see this video for yourself as this young girl learns that she has received some Christmas presents from Donald Trump and Melania Trump. This family was affected. She lost her older sister in this tornado. You may have seen this viral photo that has been circulating on social media of these three young, beautiful little girls hiding, trying to be protected in their bathtub just prior to the tornado coming through. I'm going to share that with you. You need to be tuned in with us, though, at MikeOnline.com or SalemNewsChannel.com, SalemNewsChannel.com, so that you can see this for yourself. That's coming up in just a minute. Back to the phones. I'm going to start with Elizabeth in Michigan. Is that right?
Yes.
How are you, Elizabeth?
Fine.
What's on your mind?
I was just going to say, I think people are really overreacting to COVID. Use your head, absolutely. I'm 75 years old, my husband's 70, and I have a special needs daughter with health problems. We all got the vaccine in May. 3 days later, I was rushed to the hospital, unconscious, was on a vent, was very sick, never had COVID. They tested me 3 times in there. Didn't have a stroke, didn't have an aneurysm. Mm-hmm. And the one doctor said, I think you reacted to the injection. I agree with that. Then, recently, December 10th, my daughter went in to get checked. She was positive for COVID. So my husband and I went and got checked. We got positive for COVID. My doctor suggested the monoclonal IV for the two of them, but because I didn't have symptoms, wanted me to wait because of my extreme allergies.
Yeah.
And we went in, they got it was half an hour, and we were out of there. The nurses weren't concerned about a reaction, said they rarely have it.
Yeah.
So,
well,
we did everything right.
Did the treatments work, though? Are you guys okay? That's the big question. Are you guys okay?
We're wonderful.
Yeah, good.
My husband got over it in 3 days.
That's the good
news.
When
he was sick. So, you know, who knows why we got it.
Yeah.
We rarely go out. We're an elderly couple. I go to the grocery store, which I've always gone to, and I did a little shopping.
Yeah, Elizabeth. There's more we
go with the flow.
Yeah, Elizabeth. There's more we don't know than what we do know. Appreciate your phone call. Happy New Year to you, and God bless you. Glad you're feeling better. Tim is in Colorado. Tim, welcome.
Yes, sir. How's it going?
I'm wonderful. Hope you are.
So, doing great. So, I went to basic training with a buddy, and he is now like a filter tech, so they do all the testing on the masks and on the HEPA filters that Home Depot and Ace sells. And pretty much what I get from him is that you'd have to strap 4 HEPA filters on your face to block out the size of this cell.
Yeah.
It's such a tiny cell that really, in his opinion, masks aren't doing anything to prevent it, because even if you had a gas mask, you're not going to prevent from breathing in the COVID cell because it's so tiny.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put that out there because I just don't think the masks are working. I respect the masks and I wear them in public, but just with that bit of information, I just don't think they're doing much.
Yeah. Well, and Tim, you may be right. You know, again, we had 3 CEOs of major airlines just a couple of weeks ago claim that you really shouldn't have to wear a mask on an airplane. One of them tested positive for COVID just a couple of days later. Again, I go back to what I just said. I'll repeat myself. There's more we don't know than what we do know. We just have to use our head. We have to listen to our doctor and make choices that we think is best for us. Appreciate your phone call. 1-800-655-6453. Your comments on the MyPillow text line are welcome, as are your phone calls. Option 1, Tracy will put you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option 2, you can leave a quick message. And, of course, we'd love for you to join us online. Watch us at Salem News Channel. Just go to salemnewschannel.com. And again, I'm going to share that heart-wrenching story of this young girl with you in just a few minutes. Don is in Orlando. Welcome, Don.
Joey, God bless you. Listen, the people that come across the border, to answer your previous, query,
yeah.
If they have a good heart and if they have a mind to work, they should be allowed. You know, it takes up to 10 years to get legal in this freaking country, and
yeah.
I don't blame them at all, not at all. And so what they're going through back in their country with the oppression and the violence, come on, Joey.
Well, I get that, but look, we can't save the world. Are you saying that we make it too difficult to become a U.S. citizen?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I would tend to disagree with you. It's an honor and a privilege, and it should be a process. Now, is it too difficult?
10 years?
Well, you have to do it, and I've had some people who say that it took them less than 10 years. It can cost a lot of money as well, but again, it should be tough. It shouldn't be easy to become an American citizen. You should have to have a little skin in the game, so to speak. Kyle is in Texas. Welcome, Kyle.
Yes, thanks much, Joy. Listen, I'm not inclined to say or do things to help Democrats, especially
let's keep it that way, Kyle.
you look at Biden's poll numbers, which are illegitimate because he's some kind of incompetent. But if he wanted to get his poll numbers above 50, maybe as high as even 70%, he could fire Fauci. I mean, that one act alone would put him back above above water. And I hate to think about it. It would help Biden, but then I'm sure, just as sure, that he's going to do something else stupid enough to take his numbers back down, and we'd be rid of Fauci.
Well, here's the thing, though, Kyle. Gallup came out with a new poll yesterday, and Fauci is more popular than Joe Biden. How do you explain that? I can't.
Well, I think probably the Grinch that stole Christmas is more popular than Biden.
Than Joe Biden?
that's a pretty low standard to have to beat, really.
Well, that's true. That's true.
But Fauci goes in circles. He's, do this, don't do this. Follow the science. And he says his own words, I'm a scientist.
Yep.
He's not. Maybe he was at one time. He's a businessman.
He's a political hack now. That's what he is. Hey, appreciate your phone call, Kyle. Happy New Year to you. Connie is in Connecticut. Connie.
Hi. Thanks for talking to me.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you, in the past couple of days, there was a news snippet in between like Mike Gallagher's show and maybe Sean Hannity. And the news snippet was about a group of Navy men who went out either on a submarine or a ship. They were all vaccinated. They all tested negative when they left. Then, either shortly after they were out at sea or when they got to their next port, all of a sudden they started testing positive and having like an outbreak. I haven't heard any of the radio personalities talk about it on talk radio, but I think it's very interesting because it leads me to wonder why nobody tested positive, and if they're all vaccinated, how could this happen? And you have all these people running out getting these home test kits before Christmas because they want to make sure they're negative when they go around their friends and family for Christmas and New Year's. But if it's the same case as these Navy servicemen who test negative, but all of a sudden they start having an outbreak, I mean, it just makes you wonder.
It does make you wonder. Here's a couple observations, and I'm not familiar with this specific story. I've heard other stories similar to this. And again, if you who knows what to believe that based the information that we get from the CDC. Just yesterday, when they reduced the quarantine period from 10 days to 5 days, one of the things that they noted in that was that it can take 2 days or longer once you actually become infected with the virus for it to show up. So I guess in theory, one of these young men could have been positive, but he was testing negative and did not test positive until several days later and had already, started spreading this with his shipmates. I don't know. And the truth is, I'm not sure that anyone knows the answer to that, Connie. We do know, though, that there is a virus and that, you know, the government, the federal government particularly, Joe Biden specifically, he wants to control us. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453, touching story I want to share with you. Donald Trump and Melania Trump helped make a family's Christmas very special. This was a family that was affected by the tornado. You're going to love this video of this young girl, how excited she got when she learned that she had some presents from President Donald Trump. You're going to need to be signed in at MikeOnline.com or SalemNewsChannel.com to see this. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Mike Gallagher.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast. Just go to MikeGPodcasts.com. Plus, exclusive interviews and so much more. It's all at MikeGPodcasts.com.
Hey, Joey, this thing needs to run its course. I'm waiting on a test right now. Pretty sure I got it. But our government has failed us. You know, Fauci initially said he justified that kind of research of pushing viruses in order to prevent them from happening, or in the case they did, in controlling them. Well, it would appear they failed on both fronts. In terms of preventing it, we need to know where it came from. And the two people standing in the way are named Fauci and Biden.
And that's a good point. You can leave a message as well. 1-800-655-6453, option 2. You can leave a quick message. Just one more quick reminder for you. Just 4 days left in 2021. We're getting so close to this 10,000 goal that Mike Gallagher had for us with our Prison Fellowship. Go to MikeOnline.com. Click on the Prison Fellowship banner. Give generously. Let's push these numbers past 10,000. Mike was so hoping that we could do this. Let's show him that you and I can do this together in his absence as he takes some extra time off for Christmas and New Year's. You've been so generous so far. You literally are affecting thousands and thousands of lives. Just dig a little deeper. Go to MikeOnline.com. Click on the Prison Fellowship banner and give generously, and let's push it over that 10,000 mark. We can do this. Prison Fellowship continues throughout the year with their Angel Tree summer camps, for example, the Angel Tree sports clinics. They have a lot of in-prison programs that help share the love of Christ throughout the year in these dark places, in these prisons. You can help. Go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner, give generously, and let's hit that 10,000 mark. Let's exceed that 10,000 mark. Okay, I've been promising this heartwarming story, and if you're not watching us at SalemNewsChannel.com, go ahead, click on it real quickly here, or go to MikeOnline.com, click on Watch Now. The Rackley family had a horrible time, have had a horrible time since the tornadoes. You remember the tornadoes that swept through the Midwest on December the 10th. 88 people lost their lives. Trey and Megan Rackley and their daughters, Avalyn, Alana, and Aniston, had just moved into their new home. The family literally hid in the bathroom that evening when the storm came through. You may have seen on social media, this post of these three beautiful little girls in the bathtub trying to escape the wrath of this tornado. Unfortunately, the older daughter, Aniston, did not. The tornado ripped their home apart. Aniston was killed. Megan suffered broken bones, severe brain trauma, and is still recovering. Trey and Alana suffered minor injuries, and it's just a miracle. Avalyn described what happened when the tornado lifted her. She said, "I was flying around in the tornado, and I prayed to Jesus to take care of me, and he spit me out, and the tornado spit me out into the mud." I want you to listen. On Christmas morning, the grandmother, Pam Moore, posted this as this young lady was so excited that she had received presents from President Donald Trump and Melania Trump. Cut number six, the excitement in this little girl's voice and to see the excitement in her face.
These boxes came in the mail, and they are from President Trump. Both of these boxes are from President Trump. Can you believe it?
Oh my God, thank
you. Let's see what's in it.
Now, what was in it was a box full of caps signed by Donald Trump, pens, bracelets, just books, American Girl dolls, just an assortment of gifts from President Donald Trump. Now, the part of this story that you need to understand is Donald Trump didn't promote this. We would not have known anything about this had this grandmother not posted this on social media. And that's the kind of man that Donald Trump is. That's the kind of woman that Melania Trump is. It warmed their heart to make Christmas special for this grieving family. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Mike Gallagher. Appreciate you spending a few minutes of your Tuesday with us on this Tuesday edition of the Mike Gallagher Show. Special thank you to the team, Eric, Derek, and Tracy, and for you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. I'm Joey Hudson, in for my friend, Mike Gallagher.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.